Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We persist whether it is convenient or inconvenient. False. No, we don't. No, we persist when it's convenient. Then when it's inconvenient, we just walk away. All right, maybe 2 seconds of persevering, and then nope, it's too hard, right? Too much fear, we walk away. Like that is just, I think, historically true. It is hard to persevere. And I know from my own experience, as you might know, I'm not really musically inclined, but I was in band for 7 years, right, when growing up. Played the French horn. Not very good, okay? Didn't help that I didn't practice, okay? Like that, right? Then I played the trumpet. A little bit better, but still not very good because I didn't practice. Even trying to sing, not very good because I'm not really practicing. There's a theme here. Because every time I start, as soon as something goes wrong, I have to stop. Right? I know how it's supposed to sound. Right? So I get 4 notes in, and then, oh, that 5th note, I was completely wrong. Now I got to start over. It's hard to keep persevering through the pain, through the struggle. It is very much difficult. That's what was inconvenient, right? Practicing was too much of a burden for me. I refused. But when it's convenient, oh, then we persevere. So another example, I ran cross country also for 7 years. But I kept persevering. And one summer I was like, I'm gonna be smart. I'm gonna, you know, get the miles in to be really good. And so I decided I was gonna run 500 miles over the summer. Sounds like a lot, right? But you parse it out, it's just 10 miles a day, 50 miles a week, easy. And so that's what I did. 10 miles a day, Monday through Friday, the whole summer. Was it hard? Yes. Was it terrible? Yes. Wise decision? Definitely not. But I kept doing it, I persevered because I thought, right, that it was convenient enough. Right? The end goal was worth it. But so often we don't have that mentality, especially when it comes to our prayer life, to our spiritual lives. Right? That first moment of pain, that first moment of, nope, that's a little inconvenient, we start kind of backing away. Because we fall into fear. And we fall into maybe being discouraged that it's not as easy as we thought it might be. But Jesus tells us, no, we need to persevere, especially in prayer. And he gives us this beautiful kind of parable, this beautiful story of this widow who kept persevering, coming back to this judge saying, hey, judge, give me the decision that is right and just. Right? Again and again and again, he wouldn't do it. But he came to the conclusion, no, I think I need to, because she is so persistent, soon enough, she's going to come and kill me. Because she keeps coming back again and again and again and again and again. Do we have that same kind of persistence, especially when it comes to prayer? Because we all have things that we're praying for. But do we have that kind of persistence? Do we come back to the Lord again and again and again, asking for his help? Or after, you know, the second time, do we get discouraged? After the 100th time, are we afraid that he's not going to answer us? Or somehow he's already said no by saying nothing? Either way, we need to persevere. Because we also hear in Scripture, right, knock and the door will be opened. Right, seek and you will find. Right, ask and you will receive. That is truth. That will happen if we keep doing it. Because I can tell you this much. If you stop asking for something, well, you're not going to get it. Because clearly you don't want it enough. Right? And so we have to keep persevering. And especially when it comes to our spiritual lives and especially in our fight against temptation, we have to keep persevering because whether you want to believe it or not, there is a war going on for your soul and for mine. There is a battle being waged day in and day out. And if we stop praying, if we stop persevering in this fight, oh, our end goal, our end result will eventually be hell. And so we have to keep persevering, right? Whether it's convenient or inconvenient, right? Whether it's easy, but also when it's hard, and especially when it's hard. Because in those moments when it's hard to do something, right, the reward is even greater. Right, you feel so much better after you've persevered. Right, when you've learned something that's really hard, maybe learning and playing a song perfectly. Maybe it's like, really fighting through temptation and finally being able to overcome it after not being able to for the past 10 years. And the more we persevere, right, the easier it gets to do it again. And then easier again and again and again. But will we have that kind of faith, that kind of persistence? Will we? Jesus tells us that we have to. But thankfully, we don't have to do it on our own. And we shouldn't do it on our own. We should have other people in the fight with us. Now, obviously, you have God on your side, which is like a big bonus, right? A big plus, right? It's basically guaranteed victory. You have the saints, right? You have your guardian angel. But you also have people in your own life that can help you. That's what we remember to our first reading, Moses, right? A big battle is going on. He has to stand there, watch over it, and keep his hands up. Right, praying and interceding for his troops. He had to persevere. But at some point, it got difficult. It got real inconvenient real quick to the point where he had to sit on a rock. But then he was like, I can't do it. I got to lower my arms. Right, he did, and then his troops were losing. But if you remember, then two friends helped keep his arms up, one on his right, the other on his left. Who are your friends who can help you? Right? Who can help you persevere? Who maybe can help you and challenge you to keep going in prayer in your fight, in the spiritual life, in this battle, who do you got? Two people is a good start. It's biblical. Two people, then God. That's three. So that's even better. Who are those people to help you keep the faith? To persevere? Because Jesus is going to come back. That's another fact. And when he gets here, will he find faith? Will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? Will he come and see that we have persevered? Or will he not?